Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
You're listening to Escape Adulthood with Kim and Jason. It's November 16th, 2005, and this is show number 4. On today's show, we share some thoughts on Thanksgiving. Jason talks about our iTunes issues. We reveal the winner of the last show's promotion. And I have a few things to share about a recent book I read that will help you overcome adultitis.
Welcome to the Escape Adulthood Podcast Show, your number one source for long-lasting, fast-acting, physician-approved adultitis relief. This is Jason here in Madison.
And I'm Kim.
And we're here for our fourth show, and we're excited to be here. It's been a little while. We've had a little bit of a layoff.
Yeah, we took a break, but yeah, we're back.
Took a little bit break. We're back, and we're going to try to get on to at least a monthly schedule here, rotation.
That's our goal, so we'll see.
Part of it had to do with some issues we were having with iTunes that was kind of bumming me out, but I'll talk about that in a little bit. But I first want to hear, I know you want to share your story, a little story about being curious at our recent trip. We had a speaking engagement out to the East Coast a couple weeks ago and went out to Rhode Island in Boston. So,
One of our, the 8 secrets in Jason's book, Escape Adulthood, is, you know, being curious. Kids just naturally are curious about things. And so I tried to kind of be curious myself. Jason was really looking forward to some New England clam chowder, as we say it in Wisconsin.
Chowder.
In Wisconsin. But in Boston, they say chowder.
Chowder.
And he got his
wicked
chowder.
Good.
It was, and you know, Jason was kind of, you were giving me a hard time about not trying it. So I couldn't live that down. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to be curious. I'm going to take our own advice and give it a try. And I really liked it. I'm kind of a cod, tuna, fish only person.
Fish sticks,
yeah,
more like it.
And I'm not really big on crab or any, you know,
shellfish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So basically, I tried it and I liked it. I really liked it. In fact, I had a second bowl at another place. So it was very, very good. And it was kind of a lesson for me of, you know, trying new things, getting curious, trying to kind of live up to some of those childlike traits that we're trying to. So I think, you know, I'll be hounding our kids someday to do the same thing. So if I'm not doing it, then that's pretty bad, right?
Yeah. Well, we you know, that's one of the things I think is cool is we try to like challenge each other with to become more childlike all the time. And I know that you hounded me a few times during the trip to, you know, to kind of let loose a little bit more. So it's kind of a neat thing we do back and forth.
Yeah. It's good to have an accountability partner with that because, boy, adultitis creeps in pretty fast.
Yeah.
And it's good to have somebody looking out for you.
Doesn't take long.
No. Speaking of adultitis,
boy. Yeah, I had some problems with iTunes and
holy nightmare.
We had some issues where when people were trying to download our podcast to iTunes or through iTunes, they were only getting our first show, even if they were trying to download the second one or the third one. And it was really bumming us out because we had gotten a lot of new listeners through iTunes. And we had some very helpful people who had emailed us to let us know the problem. And, boy, it was frustrating for quite some time. And
it was nice to hear so many people are trying to listen.
Yeah.
But
and
it's hard
we appreciate that everyone who was able to just at least listen to it on our website. But after several hours of research and talking to some more technically minded people, we were able to figure out the problem, and I think, fingers crossed, everything is back to normal. So
we'll know after this show.
Yeah, this show and all of the future shows should be able to be downloaded just fine. And again, thanks to everyone who helped us out with that.
Yeah, definitely. And now, next week is Thanksgiving, and so with the mindset of giving thanks and, you know, family events, I was trying to think of an activity that would be cool to try that would kind of build relationships with your family. Because I know, I don't know about your family, but we have kind of do things the same every year, and it's, you know, not bad, but it it'd be neat to try something different. So I heard of this activity. I can't take credit. I heard it from some woman out in the East Coast, actually, when we were out there, that basically a way to kind of get communication lines open a little bit differently among family members. What you do is you get like a piece of, you know, a handful of paper or little note cards, and everybody at family at the event gets their name on top of each of the papers. So, you know, everybody gets their own paper and you kind of spread the papers around so that everyone gets a chance to write something on everyone else's paper. And you're writing what you're thankful for about that person or about your relationship together. So it'd be kind of neat to kind of spread that around. And, you know, maybe you'll say something to someone that, why would you ever tell them that otherwise? And that'd be kind of neat for them to read. So kind of before the meal or after the meal or whenever you want to, you know, share those with each other. And I think that might actually kind of bridge some gaps that might be there among communication. Or it's like, wow, I didn't know Uncle Joe even thought that, you know, or vice versa of you being able to tell somebody in your family something that why would you ever take right. the time to do that? And kind of, you know, kind of helps you to live in the moment and, you know, not take for granted that everyone's going to be there next Thanksgiving.
Right. Maintain some perspective. And I know my family, I know yours to a certain extent, you know, you're going to have some people who are like, I'd be thankful not to do this thing,
right.
you know.
They're going
to
be rolling their eyes.
So it might not work for every family, but you know what? If anyone's listening that think this is a good idea and they happen to be hosting Thanksgiving, you have the perfect day. Because if you're the host, you can make people do it. And it really, I can't imagine it taking more than 5 or 10 minutes.
Right.
You know,
yeah, people have to write a paragraph.
Just write a thing
just a
down.
Sentence, you
but
know?
You can force them to do it before they get their turkey or before dessert.
Yeah.
And they might grumble, but I guarantee you, even if they grumble, if they do it, they're going to be touched in some way.
Right.
And it would be kind of a neat thing. And you may never hear about it, but people will enjoy it if you kind of force them.
I think too. We'll have to give it a try so we can actually talk about it.
Yeah.
It's only, you know, what I can imagine it to be, but it sounds like it would be kind of cool. So,
well, I know when I think of Thanksgiving, sadly, what comes to mind for me is football and turkey, eating and watching football.
You and millions of other people.
Yes, I am not alone in this. But I was just thinking that the other day, you know, and I think of how it's called Thanksgiving, and hardly do I think of giving thanks. You know, the first thing that comes to my mind is dinner, you know, and
yeah.
of course I'm a guy.
Thank
so
God for turkey.
That's a, you know, that's understandable. But I just think there are certain things that you can do, whether it's this project that you just kind of talked about, or at the very least, you know, there's this concept that I heard a while ago from, I believe Oprah was the one who kind of made it famous. I'm sure she wasn't the one who thought of the concept, but this idea of a gratitude journal.
Yeah.
And this is something that I started at the beginning of this year, and I picked it up today, this morning, and I noticed that I had slacked off, for lack of a better
As most
term.
Journals tend to
Yeah, it was
have.
Very hot and heavy at the beginning and then kind of sort of slacked off. But, you know, I've noticed that over the course of the last few months, I've had, you know, some rough spells and some down spells like everyone else has. And I was wondering if maybe it had some sort of correlation to my lack of progress on my gratitude journal.
Yeah.
And so I'm encouraged to kind of get back into that. And one of the things that I found when I was really doing it is that, you know, you start out the first couple of days with the obvious things, you know, thank you for my health, thank you for my wife, thank you for my friends,
right.
all that stuff, which
Thanks.
Is all good stuff we usually take for granted. But then as you get going over a couple of days, you start to feel like an idiot for writing the same things over and over again. And you start coming up with some new things, little things, you know?
Yeah.
And you become more aware of the little things that are happening every day around you that to be thankful for. And it really, it does. I do it in the morning. It gets you into a really good frame of mind. And it really gets you focused on those little things, you know, delighting in the little things that happen. I remember I actually did it a little bit while I was in college. And I remember one of the days I went was the day after I got to go see the Chicago Bulls play.
Oh,
and
geez.
Michael Jordan had scored 55 points, which was
oh.
pretty cool. So I remember in my journal, I wrote, "Dear God, thank you for letting me see Michael Jordan score 55 points." So not a, a groundbreaking thing. But again, that was a cool experience that not everyone got to experience something like that. And those are the little things that mean a lot. So
yeah, it's a good thing to start at this time of year.
Yeah, if you cannot get your family to do the family project that we talked about, I would suggest thinking about the gratitude journal, because now is a good time to start it, and it's important to be thankful all year round, not just this time.
Right.
So some food for thought there.
That is. Maybe I'll have to start one of those
too. Man, with food on the mind. So already cannot wait for that turkey and mashed potatoes. All right. Well, we have another promotion. We like to try to do a promotion or a contest every show, and we have the winner for last week's show. Kim's going to get to that in a little bit.
Yep.
But one of the things with the holidays coming up is we're wondering if anyone out there has any ideas for great adultitis curing holiday gifts.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's something, a gift you've given in the past or that you've received that was just, you know, really good. It just really either helped your stress or just brought you back to childhood or something, you know, unexpected.
Yeah.
And if you have one of those or if you have any ideas, email us. Email us at podcast@kimandjason.com. And we're going to hopefully, if we get a bunch of them, we're going to put them and share them with people, because maybe that would be some good ideas for the next show.
Right.
And whichever one we deem to be the most creative, interesting. We have a very big panel of judges here, two of us. And whichever one we deem most creative is going to win a free subscription to Club K&J.
Oh,
and I'm going to get to that
in
a second.
That?
But yeah, so podcast@kimandjason.com.
Yeah.
Club K&J.
I hope to get some good ideas from that list.
Yeah,
that
should be pretty cool and a good resource for people, hopefully.
Yeah.
Especially the people looking for last minute stuff that comes out good.
It seems so thought, you know, like you put so much
thoughtful.
Thought.
Yeah.
Into
so we're going to help you with that. We're gonna have you be the best gift giver of the year. So send us your ideas, podcast@kimandjason.com. So anyway, on to Club K&J. It's something that I'm pretty excited about. We just recently launched a subscription to Club K&J. It's a paid subscription, and we've come up with a thing partially as a way to give people an opportunity to get some good discounts on our store and be a part of some behind the scenes stuff. But also, I'll tell you, the act of updating the website and the content and all of the stuff is really takes a lot of time.
Yes. Yep.
And so
it competes with a lot of other things.
Right. And so we give the comic strip away free in emails, and we're going to continue to always do that. So people can always see the most recent Kim and Jason comic strip. But we decided it was about time for us to come up with a subscription service. And we actually have three different levels, and I'm pretty excited about it. We've already had a really good response of people signing up. Some of the features are being able to save 10% on every order at the lemonade stand.
Yep.
Kim and Jason goodies. You get access to the Daily Indigo feature, which is a little odds and ends that you click on the strip every day and a little window opens up with some, sometimes we'll have, you know, some Super J journal, you know, thoughts from Super J or from Stinky or just little odds and ends, fun facts I find. So that's something that you get. You get 6 months access to the archives. We have some pretty neat buttons. There's these little mini buttons that we got.
Awesome.
Love them. They're pretty cool. Little mini buttons of Super J and Kim and Stinky. That's a little thing we get. Plus, $2 of every subscription goes to the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Right.
So we want to also continue to help out charities like that. So on our website, there's information on it, and it talks. There's a whole list of benefits, and there's actually different levels. So if you go to level 2, you can get a Kim and Jason calendar for 2006, which is something that we're only offering through Club K&J.
And a free book.
Yeah, and a free book that's signed. And the highest level, and we've been getting actually a lot of these, you get a custom drawing by me. Mm-hmm. I do a little sketch and sign it, and that's been kind of neat. We've had a really good response to that. So I'm really excited about it, and I'm anxious. We have a lot of ideas of new things we're going to be adding to the membership as we go along. So definitely want to get on the bandwagon and sign up for that. We are also giving away a Christmas premium.
Yes.
for anyone who signs up, you know, before Christmas, every year we're going to give out a Christmas present, basically, to all of our Club K&J members. And the idea came to me from my brother Dan, who is in a Pearl Jam fan club.
Yeah.
And I understand that every year Pearl Jam releases a Christmas single on vinyl, so on a record, and only the fan club members get it. So I wanted to do something kind of cool and like that. And this year we're designing a really sweet little book. It's kind of, yeah. I describe it as a coffee table book for a mini coffee table. And it's kind of a flashback of Kim and Jason over the last 5 years. It's kind of a neat collector's item, and just finished it up, got the proofs done today. So that should be pretty cool.
Yeah, so. Definitely unique. Something you won't find on the lemonade stand. So
yeah,
it's kind of a neat collector item.
So yeah, so whoever whoever comes up with the best adultitis curing holiday gift, we will give them a free complimentary subscription to Club K&J.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So something to work for.
Yep.
Yeah. So we wanted to share a little bit about what we've been up to with speaking. In October, we started our national tour for the year, basically the school year. And we're touring around a bunch of different types of places, but it's kind of neat. We had visited Seattle for about a week. We're out in the Bellevue area and got the chance to go down to, you know, to the water, and actually to Seattle, and go up to the Space Needle and got to see some of the sights. But beautiful, like such a beautiful area. Oh my gosh, I can't wait to go back. It was gorgeous. So that was neat. And then, as we said, we were out in Boston for a couple of days, got to go down to Rhode Island and got to kind of go we got to see these cool mansions on the Atlantic Ocean. It was beautiful. Just kind of a whole different
blog posts on that. So
yeah, some neat pictures there. And this weekend we're heading out to Fort Worth, Texas. We're heading down to Fort Worth, Texas. So then Jason, in a couple weeks, you'll be out in Fresno, California, and we're heading out down to Florida eventually. And so it's kind of neat. We're getting
pretty
to see some new places, and kind of excited about our travels. So we're definitely trying to keep up with pictures and stories on our blog. So check it out and see what we're up to, kind of see where we're going, and hopefully have some neat like perspective from the childlike perspective of those places. So, and our photo album, you've been updating that on your blog. So there's some neat perspective. Jason's quite a talented photographer, although he won't admit it.
I'm a closet wannabe, I think.
But I think you are, so, yeah.
Well, yeah, so, yeah, if anyone is interested in having a cartoonist who thinks he's a superhero come out and talk, I love meeting people and going to different places. So Kim's the person to talk to about that. She's been booking things.
On the speaking site, you know, kimandjason.com/speaking, I think it just does. We've got a bunch of new stuff we just uploaded on there. So give it a try, or, you know, give it a view and see if there's anything that might fit either your business or your group or whatever. We're doing a bunch of different types of stuff. So the site's pretty complex, so you can go there and see the different things that we're doing.
And just a final on the K&J update, I really don't want to go on too much about this because we've already pitched ourselves way too much. I don't want this to be a long commercial, but we do have some, with the holidays around the corner, we have some pretty neat promotions going on where you can buy some brand new Kim and Jason greeting cards, save a lot of money on those, and the Escape Adulthood book, what has just been out for a couple months now, has been going really well as a gift book for people. And we have a deal where if you buy 10 books, you get them for $99, and they're all autographed. And so that saves you close to $50.
Yeah.
So
plus everybody needs those $10 gifts for like coworkers or neighbors, or it's like, what do you get
them? It's nice
to
have a stack of stuff for kids, teachers, or those people that you forget, like, oh my gosh, I forgot to buy them something, and you have this book and it's signed, and it's like,
it's,
I thought of you,
$4, you know, because you want it to look nice too, like the gift you're given, you know.
So enough of that. We'll have some links in the show notes, and you can check out our stuff at the lemonade stand.
Yes.
So
won't you wrap your arms around her, hold her so dear, she won't sleep a minute until she gets near to the things she treasures, all she left behind, to the one that saved her. Well, now now it's time of the show, or part of the show, where we're going to talk about last time's promo and the winner that we got through email. Last time, our promotion from the show was to nominate a parent or parents who have done a wonderful job of immunizing their kids from adultitis. And it was hard to go through these, but mm-hmm. I think Todd's was awesome. I'm going to share that with you. A guy named Todd nominated his own parents, and
Todd McClamrock.
Yeah, I think gonna butcher that.
Yeah, it's got to be an Irish name. Good old Irish name.
Yeah, this is what Tom had to say about his parent, Todd. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. I would nominate my parents because they always believed in fun and surprises. Every few weeks or months, they would plan a secret trip. They would get us, me and my two brothers, all in the car and tell us we were off on an adventure. We would ask, where are we going? And their response would always be, I love this, we're going crazy. Want to go? Kids love that stuff. Which would drive us crazy that we didn't get a chance to get on the details. But as the adventure would continue on, they would begin to give us clues as to where we were going. In the end, it would always be someplace pretty common, like a botanical garden, but it would get us out and experiencing something new. And I remember rolling down the hills of the gardens and having so much fun. But even better than the places we would visit was just the fun of the adventure of getting there. Now I continue this practice with my wife. We love going on adventures to see things we had never seen before or to do things we've never done before. Often I pick a few potential destinations, then make the adventure a choose-your-own-adventure. Remember those books?
Love those books.
Where along the way, my wife gets to make some decisions that determine where we end up. So thank you, Todd, for sharing that. That's awesome. And you are going to get an Escape Adulthood book, and your parents will get one too. So we'll get that out to you as soon as we can. But
yeah, I think the reason that we picked that one is because it really shows that his parents did a good job of immunizing them, because he
definitely
carries on. He still does it.
Yes, he gave the
continues
proof.
Continues it. So
yep.
That's the sure test right there, is if you can carry on these things that your parents teach you. And that's the challenge for all of the parents out there, is to try to help your kids not get so bogged down in growing up and to have that sense of fun and wonder about life. And that's just one of the best things that you can pass on to your kids.
And really, like, kids aren't going to learn that from you unless you're practicing it yourself. So, obviously they were, and that's kind of a neat story of, like, those adventures they would go on. So
yeah, that's cool.
Thanks for sharing, Todd.
If you happen to have any comments or feedback about our show or how to make it better, we'd love to hear it. Just like I said before, the people who emailed us to let us know we had a problem with iTunes, very helpful.
Awesome. Yeah.
Just send us an email at podcast@kimandjason.com. Let us know what we're doing good. Let us know what we could be doing better. We love to hear it.
Yeah, and now it's time for our cool thing part of our show. The cool thing, and this is kind of neat because it's so personal, but when we were out in Seattle, one of our favorite places ended up being the Pike Place Fish market. And if you've ever been there, that's the place, or maybe you've heard of it, where they're throwing fish. Mm-hmm. They're a very lively bunch, to say the least. They wear those big black boots. I guess they wear big boots and, I don't know,
orange
jackets. Very
distinct
look. But we got a chance to go out there, and Jason convinced me to kind of get up and try to hold one of the fish, which there's this guy that's kind of out in the front, and well, there's many guys, but he was quite interesting, very, very interesting personality, just goofy, but he was kind of egging people on. And so I went up to him and I kind of, nodded towards the fish of like, yeah, give me one of those.
Hook me up, big guy.
He did. And I got to get a picture with him and the fish, which is on my blog. So we'll have to put that in the show notes. But it was just quite an adventure and quite a test, or like a lesson of seeing how people can have so much fun at work. Every time someone would order a fish or whatever, they would like all chant this chant and be like repeating it really loud. And they were all like smiling, excited. And so when we were there, we noticed that they had these books, and you had heard of the book, and mm-hmm. I'd heard it a little bit, but these guys, and actually they don't work at the fish market, but there's these three guys that have written a book called Fish, and it's based on this fish market, this exact one that we were at. And it's called Fish, A Remarkable Way to Boost Morale and Improve Results. And It's all about kind of catching the other like little phrases, like catching the energy and releasing the potential, as you know, whether it's just in your day-to-day life or in a business or just in your workplace, you know, how do you actually get that energy and the attitude of, you know, excitement and fun into your everyday life? And I read this on Sunday. I couldn't put it down. I read it in one sitting and it was awesome. It just totally gave me this perspective of, you know, what am I doing? What am I actively doing to try to bring some fun into my life, not just even our workplace, you know? So I would definitely recommend it. You know, it's a very, very quick read, and we'll make sure to put the authors in the show notes and everything.
Yeah, it's one of those, well, it's a Wall Street Journal business bestseller for one.
Right.
And it's kind of written in the like parable style, which is kind of popular for some business books these days, where it's more of a story format almost.
And it's, you know, based on these principles that this fish market is using, but they did make it into a story. So you get into the characters, and I think that's what made it so, you know, interesting. And there was even a little surprise at the end that I won't, you know,
I won't spoil it for you.
But I was very happy with the ending. It was kind
what
of
was
nice.
Your favorite takeaway from the book?
I would say one of the things it talked about was your work environment, like, or really where you spend your days, and are you happy there? And is it a place that's nurturing you? And Jason will attest, right after I got done with the book, I went to my work environment.
Extreme home makeover.
Yeah. I was in quite a mood, but I just wanted to make it more fun. And, you know, it talks about changing your attitude. You have the power to change your own attitude. And so that was something I thought I wanted to do, was to kind of help me to be able to change my day-to-day attitude with just putting up some cool pictures. And I moved my desk and, you know, just added some important pictures that would kind of remind me to change my attitude. So I kind of had fun doing that, but it's really helped my productivity this week. So we'll see.
Cool. So check it out. Fish. We'll have the link in the show notes.
Definitely.
What's up, Doc?
All right, so today, as we wind down the show, we have today's prescription to help cure adultitis. And this is, I guess this focuses on delighting in the little things and maintaining perspective,
yes,
too. Two of the eight secrets. Your prescription is to get your family to try the Thanksgiving project. All right,
yeah.
And especially if you're the host, there's no reason why you cannot get them to do that. If, for some reason, you cannot do that, at the very least, you can start a gratitude journal.
Yeah.
And mine's really simple. I just come up with five things a day that I'm thankful for. And it's a real quick thing. And try it for a month. Just see how it goes.
Yeah.
So give it a whirl and you never know.
Might be something that maybe even your family members will see you doing and catch on, you know. That's good. Well, that's it for today's show. Be sure to check out escapeadulthood.com for today's show notes, featuring links to some of the things we talked about here today. For Jason, this is Kim signing off from Madison, Wisconsin. Thanks for listening. And remember, it's never too late to have a second childhood.
It's a little childish and stupid, but then so is high school.